And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Michael Schweit and Annalisa from the Southwest Council International Federation of Fly Fishers. We're going to be talking about the incredible Bishop Tri-County Fly Fishing Fair coming up here in just a couple of weeks. So you stay tuned. Talking tuna on the fly and lots of other stuff. Stay tuned for Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in a big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I can think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Always one of my favorite shows. Always something different today.
Yeah, always fun having Mr. Michael Schweit.
Yes, sir.
And he brought the lovely Annalisa in with him. The good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Or I don't know. I, lady, yes. But
yeah. Lady and Michael.
Well, of course, Michael, great friend of Let's Talk Hookup, and, of course, our guy, our lead guy and president of the Southwest Council International Federation of Fly Fishers. How are things going for the big fair?
The fair is great. We're ahead of all the years past of registrations, on pre-registration, so it's going really well. We have more vendors this year. We do. We got actually a couple of vendors. We got two of them that came in out of Idaho. One with some really nice jewelry. So those want to come up there and get some swag for yourself or for your companions. And Fincognito, who's going to be there with
Fincognito.
They do some outstanding fishing clothing that that's got prints of, like, you know, marlin or dorado or brown trout. Guys, and really good price points on this stuff.
Really?
Guys, really great, yeah.
So
great.
The fair is not only instructional, but there's things to buy.
There's lots of things to buy. Yeah, right. And a lot of guys are bringing up things that they're closing out 2016 on, so you get some deals on things like that. But the nice thing is you get to try rods, you know, try them out there and then buy the rod. So it makes it
really
easy. Yeah.
And they have special pricing on the rods
such. Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of vendors come for that?
Sage Reddington is going to be there. Hardy Fenwick is going to be there, and you caught me off guard.
Yeah, that's okay. Those are some of the key.
Yeah, so the major Adams Built is going to be there. A lot of people, that's a real up-and-coming brand with some really, especially for people that are new into fly fishing, you know, it's really good price points coming in on that stuff, and nice quality.
And that seems, you know, with, you know, some of the higher ends like Sage and such like that, there seems to be some great rods, which it's kind of fly fishing, it's all about the rod,
mm-hmm.
kind of. That are coming in at a very good price point that are totally great rods.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of nice stuff. I mean, it used to be, and Annalisa and I were talking about that, is that was an impediment before to fly fishing.
Sure.
Like, oh, my God, to get into this sport, I've got to drop $1,000 just to walk in. And it's not that way anymore. There's really good things that are out there, and they're good quality. And you can go out there and you can catch trout with it. You can go catch, you know, skipjack and small tuna with this stuff and not go breaking a rod or anything like that. So, now there's... You can get into it for a lot less cost.
You just came off an incredible trip with Captain Bruce Smith on the Fortune.
Yeah.
Fishing tuna on the fly rod.
Yeah, great trip. This has been going on since 2016. We just started with Bruce a couple of years ago, and we go out for a two-day, and half the people are conventional and half are fly. And for us, it's worked out really well because the bait guys and the lure guys hold the fish around the boat a lot better than 100% fly to keep fish hooked up and keep fish going like that. But I have to say, for Tuesday morning, it really didn't make any difference if you were using a fly or bait or a bare hook or a cigarette butt. It was, you know,
it was biting.
It was like insanity for about 2.5 hours in the morning.
So what's the gear for fishing tuna on the fly?
The easiest thing, we use 10 and 11 weight rods, which are good that if you get a rod like that, that you can cross over to using it for steelhead or bonita or things like that. So it's not just a one action kind of rod. But the you want a good drag on any of these things. And, again, it used to be that a good drag fly reel was $700 to $1,000. Now you're getting stuff that's, you know, $100, $150 that have good drags that are not going to, you know, as the fish is running, all of a sudden your spool's laying on the deck and you're like, oh, that's not supposed to be there. So that works out. And we're fishing 20-pound test line for the most part. So, you know, it's no different than fishing kind of light line, I guess, for conventional gear, things like along those lines. But the fish were crazy on this one. There was poppers, you know. That's the
poppers.
Thing that's always so much
floating
fun.
Line poppers.
Floating line poppers. But that's the thing that for any of the guys that fish bass or that like fishing the poppers for tuna and getting out there and throwing them real far away, the cedar plugs and all those things, this is what it was like on the fly. Is that they were right there, and the cast was 15 feet. So even even Rick could have done this out there very easily.
And what about, so that was floating line. Are there incidences with tuna where you want to use a sinking line?
Yeah, if they're not reacting like they were on Tuesday, then we pretty much are using sinking line. So we're going to fish probably down about 15, 20 feet and cast farther away from the boat or let it drift farther away from the boat so we're down, and then you strip it back. And at that point, it's like fishing iron. You know, you're stripping it back as fast as you can and hoping that it gets stopped by a fish.
Yeah. All right. Annalisa, and you love to fly fish. Obviously, you're involved in the Federation. And what do you like to target?
Well, I recently just got into the salt fly fishing, too. So I started out as trout, but this year I'm doing a lot more salt. So I came back with from my trip to Baja 2 weeks ago with Gary Bulla. And that was a lot of fun.
Down near La Paz.
down near La Paz, yeah. And that was a lot of fun. I went with 8 women from Portland, and we had a blast.
Wow. Cool. What did you catch?
I caught a lot of Dorados. I caught my first yellowfin. I actually caught like 8 different species. So
fantastic.
Needlefish, Jack Crevel, and
all
Green Jacks, all on the fly. So,
so cool.
That was a lot of fun.
And all women.
Yeah, all women. We had so much fun.
Who are better fly fishing people? Fly fishing fisher women or fisher men?
I think we just listen better.
Yeah, so that's what I've always heard, right?
Yeah, we just listen for instructions what to do, so... it was very successful. I think I caught 8 Dorados the first day and 10 the second day. And
and
there were hardly any fish. We didn't use any, you know.
No chum?
No chumming because, we didn't have any. We couldn't catch any bait.
Yeah.
So, there was no bait to buy. So.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. I know my wife, Lolly, always outfishes me when we're fishing trout and such like that. So. I don't know what it is, I fish several times a year. She fishes like twice a year, and it's like always outfishes me on the trout for sure. You love fishing trout?
Yeah, I do. I started 3 years ago, and that's how I got started.
Where did you start?
My boss took me to the Battenkill in Vermont.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was...
Started in one of the legendary rivers.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I was fortunate to, I fell in love with the place and just really trying to get the whole, how to think about how to get them to bite on my fly and what am I doing wrong. So after 3 days of that, I finally hooked my first fish and... That was the end.
You're home.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to going to the fair up in Bishop?
Yeah, the fair is a lot of fun. And so
you've been before, obviously.
Last year we had our first women. We had a lot of classes for women. Last year was the first time we had specific women classes. And this year we're very excited. We were already sold out on one of the class, which is the on the water. And that's a lot of fun. You know, we get 10 women to really go and experience how it's like to fish and learn how to cast and things that, you know, how to present your fly and read the water. So all of that is really fun.
All part of the deal.
Right.
But even though one class is closed, there's several other classes related to women and every fly fishing person.
Yes, there are still classes available. And so we've got, intro to gear, outfitting, and the outfit you would wear, which is very important. A lot of times, knowing what to wear.
It's very important for the women, too.
Well, that's right.
Yes.
All the gear.
Yeah.
And then we've got also the fly tying class.
Yeah.
And that's really a lot of fun, very creative. The women want to get into that, we've got that class as well, and we've got a casting class specifically just for women, and they do it in the water, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Awesome. With amazing instructors, right, Michael? I mean, there's so many different opportunities at the fair. It's 3 days, right?
3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
The dates are?
October 14th through the 16th.
14th through the 16th, and... The website has complete information on where you can stay, where you sign up, the whole deal. It's right there at the Tri-County Fairgrounds, right in Bishop.
Everything
right?
is all there. Yeah, if you go to our website for the Southwest Council, you just click on the fair and it takes you through the agenda. We've got over 100 classes in there, so you just pick out what you want.
Yeah, Southwest Council, IFFF.
Yeah, we try to make it easier this year. It's SWCIFFF, IFFF.org.
Either way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually, I think we now have like 16 URLs.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make it really simple.
All difficult.
Yeah.
16 URLs, all difficult.
We tried to get fly.com. Yeah. That didn't work.
That didn't work. And also you can link that right through our Let's Talk Hookup on related related services. It's right there, Southwest Council, IFFF. You'll link right there. Click on the right side of the front page. You'll see a little icon for the fair, and it'll tell you all about it. So there's still, even though some classes may be sold out, there's still opportunity.
Yeah, we have a lot of introductory classes. You know, that's the thing that we always are trying to do up there is get people, like we've talked with you guys, you know, is to bring other people, people that already fish or people that have wanted to try, like what Annalisa went through, is, you know, trying to get to a place that instead of, like, the hit-and-miss thing, just come on in. And so we've got these classes on Friday, Saturday, and I think we've even got them on Sunday, that you come in, and all you need is a fishing license. That's it. We have the gear, we have the flies, we have everything. And the guys are going to take you outside on the grass and show you the basic cast, and then take you right out to the Owens or wherever they want to go fishing and get you into fish.
Wow.
Cool.
Fly fishing is so contagious. I mean, you get, I mean, I don't get the opportunity enough to go fly fishing, but when I do, I love it so much because it's so cool. Just every aspect of fly fishing, whether it be how your cast looks, how you present your fly, what your knots look like, tying, everything is so important. Every aspect of that fishing is so important, especially for trout, and
especially
in the Eastern Sierra, which gets a lot of pressure.
Yep.
Every aspect is so important to know these little nuances that just get you that more.
And that's what these offer. And what the other thing that we're having this year, too, is we have more free seminars. So your ticket to get in, which is it's $15 for the 3 days or $20 for a family. We've got seminars.
For 3 days.
All 3 days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
So we've got seminars every single day, probably every single hour. So we've got seminars on fishing the Kenai Peninsula. We've got fishing in the Eastern Sierras. We've got, like you were talking about, techniques, different things like that. And those are included. That's included in your ticket price, that you don't have to go take a paid class. You could just go in there and sit on seminars all day long.
Yeah. And what a beautiful setting. October the Eastern Sierra. Yeah.
They're starting to change right now. Yeah.
It's such an incredible.
And after the relentless heat down here in Southern California, it's going to be a nice break to go up there and like wear a sweater in the evenings.
Yeah. You know? Fantastic, surrounded by these gorgeous mountains. Yeah. And literally, you're minutes away from some pretty nice
fishing.
Right there in either you go up the Bishop Creek or you can go up toward Mammoth Lakes. We talked about how good the fishing was yesterday in Mammoth Lakes. And stuff, take an extra day or two and just head up to the mountains or even fish the Owens River, which is right there.
That's where a lot of the intro classes are. You know, it's like 15 minutes from the fairgrounds.
So you can actually be a part of it and then be fishing like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, that's what we do with the introductory classes especially, is we want people don't want to spend all day like talking about this fly or that knot. They want to go fishing.
Yeah.
So it's like we take them out, it's like here's the quick thing, and boom, we're going to take you on the river. You know, we could do plenty of teaching in the river while there's fish, you know, trying to grab your fly, than talking about it at the fairgrounds.
Perfect.
Some of the instructors you have there are the guides right there in the Eastern
Sierra. Yeah, we have some of the guides from the Eastern Sierra, out of the Eastern Sierra Fishing Guide Association. Yeah. They're helping us out.
Can you name some of them?
Pat Yeager. Actually, Pat's not on the water. He's helping out with Sage Reddington, so he's not on the water this year.
Okay.
But Eric Hine, Burl Ray, Teresa Adams.
Wow.
Those are the women that are helping us out. Ernie Gully's doing a class this year on coronamids at Crowley.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And the fishing there is unbelievable.
Really, yeah.
And my friend Jimmy Pugh from Mammoth Mountain sends me these pictures of these giant browns and these giant rainbows.
I know. Off of little teeny-weeny flies.
Little tiny, like number 22, number 20.
Yeah, I know, really small stuff. Yeah.
Stuff that I can't even see with my glasses on.
and we get a few guys out of the Trout Flight Trout Fitter up in Mammoth. You know, they've got a few guys out of there that are helping. Scott Flint's one of them. I think this is the first year that he's helping out doing that. So.
Yeah. I think Crowley is one of the ultimate places to fly fish. Of any place I've ever been in a float tube. I mean, it's great from a boat, but I love fishing a float tube there. It's such a cool spot.
Always has been. That's where I cut my teeth 30 years ago was being up at Crowley and stripping a streamer. And it's like, what just stopped my rod?
Yeah, something really nice. Yeah, for sure. You know, instructor, you mentioned Pat Yeager, and what a great guy. Just a really good friend of Pat, and been fishing with Pat a number of times. The little nuances you talk about in fishing that it makes a difference is, I'll never forget, I was fishing the, I think it was the West Fork of the San Joaquin, which is just loaded with fish normally.
Right.
Water was super low, fishing with Pat, and of course my wife's beating me up like crazy,
your butt.
Kicking my butt. And I'm up, you know, Pat's with Lolly, and I'm just a little bit upstream, catching like nothing. And they're like every cast, just look. And so Pat comes over and just gets in my face. He goes, "You can't sit here in the best spot in the Eastern Sierra and not catch a fish. What are you doing? This is wrong. Give me that rod. Let me show you." He takes a cast. It's like, oh. There's one right
with
there.
With your fly.
There's one,
with your fly,
there's one right there. Yeah. There's one right there. And I was like, okay, show me what I'm doing. And just a little tiny change, and then I was on.
Yeah.
And that's what the fair. That's what the fair is all about.
The fair
showing
teaches.
You those
yeah.
little nuances that yeah. make the difference between catching and not, right?
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, you learn something all the time.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not doing something right, just minor adjustment is going to be so much more fun.
Yeah. And catch a lot of fish.
Yes.
Do you like fishing or catching?
I love catching them.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you know, who wouldn't?
Yeah, of course.
It's just that feeling. That's, you know, sometimes you're there 8 hours, nothing, and then all of a sudden you get that pull, and you're just like happy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. Lots of excitement to talk about. The big fly fishing fair in Bishop, California, beautiful Bishop, in October, mid-October. Can't be beat.
Yeah, going to be a great time today. Lots of fun information, lots of different spins on things. We're going to be talking fishing, talking fly fishing, talking the fair, offshore fishing, inshore fishing, the whole nine. Going to be a lot of fun today, and we want you to join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways you can join us. And first in this right now is with our local line. Give us a call. We do have an open local line open at 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, talking the fly fishing fair, and all kinds of great fishing info today, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, an AFTCO Performance package that includes an AFTCO Performance shirt, a Performance pair of board shorts, and that great AFTCO fish mask, and also includes a three-quarter day trip to go fishing on the San Diego out of C4 Sports Fishing. We're talking like a multi-$100 prize.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, you'll be looking good and protected from the sun and go fishing with the Captain Ryan Boschin on the San Diego. How do you beat that?
Fishing on one of the best rides during one of the best seasons in a long time and fully decked out with brand new gear from AFTCO. Somebody is going to be very stoked. So, again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, 858 area code 457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day three-quarter day or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what fishdope.com delivers. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. Fishdope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Good fishing going on up here in another spot where it's always going on well, and that's down in the East Cape at our favorite spot, Rancho Leonero. And John Ireland is on the line this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hope you.
John. Yeah. Good morning.
Well, you guys are coming down, I guess, next week, and you're coming
down
right into it.
Yeah, sounds like our timing is perfect.
It is. You're stepping right into it for sure. What's really interesting this week is we had two yellowfin over 200 pounds taken in the last couple days.
Wow.
Yeah, off the White Cliffs, off that drop off there. And guys are lucky enough to get sardine. Both of them are taken on sardine. And one was, I'm not sure, one was on a regular old commercial panga out of the marina down there, and it was 237. Nice, nice fish. Fishing's very, very good right now, and kind of represents what's going on. A lot of yellowfin on those same banks, White Cliffs, south of Fraley's there, that loaded up with 10 to 20 pounders, the occasional 40 to 50 pounder, but most of them 10 to 20 pounders, limits for everybody going down there. And on the way, spread our Dorado, and lots and lots of peanuts. You know, I understand you have a couple fly fishermen on the show today, and I'm telling you, it's great, great for the fly guys because they're schooling right under the boat. We're using chunk squid and getting them to come up, and the anglers are literally releasing, you know, 5 to 10 fish for one, every one keeper. You know, there's a lot of 2-3 pounders in there, but taking the flies like crazy too, so the fly fishing around there having a great time. And so limits again on the Dorado as well. A lot of marlin outside. I guess one boat released 3 blues in one day. There's a lot of blues around still, probably as many blues as there are stripers and sails. Roosterfish is good inside. Wahoo's kind of on and off. One day they're biting strong, and the next day they're not. But it's probably been our best Wahoo year. And they're all fish between 20 and 60 pounds. We haven't seen any of the real giants this year like we normally do. But certainly got loads and loads more of them. Inside's good, a lot of pargo. It's just exceptional fishing right now. And I might mention the weather's just awesome right now. The water temps, but water's blue and clear as it can be. Water temps are anywhere between 80 and 86.5. A lot of temp breaks and stuff out there to work. And cool mornings. This morning it was 65 degrees going to the boats at 6 this morning, which is cool for us. It's already starting to cool down and get a little fall weather. And the days aren't too hot, too. So you're going to have a nice week next week for sure.
Oh, no more hurricanes, right? That's the other good thing.
Oh, no. You know, normally October, that's the end of it. Last year was just a weird year.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving, the latest one on record, one came rolling through. You know, last year was the earliest one. You remember our Let's Talk Hookup tournament? In June and the latest one in Thanksgiving. This year has been pretty light on us, and I better not find some wood to knock.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, me too, because you never know. Mother Nature has a strange way of making things
it's cooling down quick. That's it. It's cooling down quick, and normally October we don't have much problems. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other cool thing, too, is, and maybe for our Rancho Llanero trip, next June we can get the Southwest Council to do this again. But we have a fly fishing division this year. Since we're talking fly fishing on the show this morning, we have a fly fishing division, a $100 gift certificate to Fisherman's Spot in Van Nuys, and a 3-year membership to the Federation of Fly Fishers as a prize for the largest fish in the fly fishing division. And, of course, Rancho Llanero caters to fly fishing a bit. You have several pongueros that are experts in fly fishing.
Well, we have the largest ponga fleet down there. And I'd say, honestly, 15 to 20% of our business are fly fishermen. And
wow.
Pretty much 70 or 80% of the anglers, when they bring their own equipment, they mix it up if they're not fly fishing exclusively. So a lot of people are out there fly fishing, and it's a great spot to do it, too, because there's just so many species, so much going on, and so many fish biting on the surface, you know, inside especially, that there's always something going on. If nothing else, they pick up as many trigger fish as they want, you know.
Fun times. Well, maybe we'll have to pull that off for our Rancho Llanero tournament in June. Hey, if somebody wants the book, speaking of which, right now, which is a great time of the year, or even into our tournament next June, May, July, things are booking up quickly.
Yeah, it looks like it has been a good year, and it's a good ending to the year for sure. We had an excellent year this year, a lot of occupancies up. Ranch said the ranch is only 34 rooms, so we're much smaller than the other hotels. We fill up quicker, so it would be a good idea to call 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com. Someone wanted to mention, Pete, too, a good friend of mine, and everyone's a lot of fishermen in the industry now. Tom Powell passed away two weeks ago.
Geez.
Yeah. He used to own Fisherman's Wholesale.
Yeah.
Yeah, real, real good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine. My partner in the BizBees, and I've known Tom for a lot of years. I just thought I'd let everybody know in the industry. He's very well known in the industry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, Tom was a great
celebration.
Guy.
A celebration today for him. And a good man, Tom was. He was a real cowboy. You know, he's a very famous rodeo cowboy. 10 years world champion roper. So
wow.
That's quite the guy. And he passed away on a Wednesday, and he got a silver medal at the Riverside Rodeo the Sunday before he passed away. So that was typical Tom. He was right to the very end.
Right,
that real cowboy.
Well, good for
good
him.
Man.
So they're having a celebration for him today.
Today, yeah, over at his home. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention it. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll miss Tom for sure. Great guy. And, John, once again, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Llanero.
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 at RanchoLanero.com.
All right. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure well got it, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, I want to mention before we move on to the callers here, and if you want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090 open right now. It's going to be a busy morning. Have a great prize to give away. Talk fly fishing, talk regular fishing, whatever you want to talk.
Yeah.
We can talk. We're talking fishing here.
Talking fishing.
On Let's Talk Hookup. But yesterday, the evening, the Craft Beer and Food Festival from the CCA San Diego chapter. If you didn't go, you missed it, man.
You missed
that was probably one of the best fundraiser events I've ever been to.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Casual,
it was
fun. Super fun.
Yeah.
Good food, good beer.
Yeah.
Like
great venue.
Yeah, it was
Portuguese
awesome.
Hall, really fantastic. And my hat's off to the people that put it together, Lewis, and especially the San Diego Anglers that really stepped up and helped out a lot.
Yeah.
There was some great food and the beer, and you know, a lot of people donated a lot of things. The giveaways and the auction were just insane.
Wayne did an impressive job giving away that much stuff last night, because it lined the entire hall with all the prizes and raffles, and it was just awesome. Yeah. That was a really, really fun event.
Yeah, Gwen Cotto, who's the president, did a fantastic job. And, of course, Bill Shedd, once again, steps up, gives $5,000 to the cause. And Bill just continually just does amazing things to help support the future of fishing. And that's what CCA is all about.
Yep.
Yeah.
And not just giving $5,000 away, but rallying the rest of everybody up to realize how important it was to donate. You know, I mean, that guy's, he's the man. I don't think most of us realize how much, you know, Bill Shedd and AFTCO does for our marine conservation. He doesn't just talk the talk, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And he understands CCA. Robert from the national organization was there.
Yeah,
came in
fun.
All the way from Texas. That was great. But and Bart Hall and Mike Lum, and I mean, a lot of people, Robbie Gant from Shimano, and a lot of people from a long, long distance came down to support that event.
Yep.
So it was really, really a fantastic event. And it raised a lot of money for the future challenges, shall we say, that we have in fishing. And I'll give you an example. One angler mentioned last night, you know, with the beginning of lobster season now, that, you know, they're trying to close San Diego Bay to hooping. They are. There is an attempt to try and close San Diego Bay to hooping, whether it be by the Navy or by the city or what, or the port district or whatever. That's why we were there,
right,
to
exactly.
help fight exactly. things like that. And I said, well, thank you for being here, because this is exactly the type of stuff that CCA is going to be aware of and try and stop these crazy rules from happening. So thank you all for supporting it. Thanks to everybody who supported CCA, because it is our future hope, for sure.
No doubt. And it just, and like you say, Pete, the biggest thing, it was fun.
It was a fun event.
I mean, yes, all the money went to great cause, but it was a great time, you know, good to just hang out and BS and talk fishing with a bunch of like-minded friends, and it was a really, really fun night, and I couldn't say the same. My hat's off to everybody that put all the hard work into making it happen last night. Really
gotcha.
Cool.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. 858-457-1090, open right now.
Or you can get us toll-free. That one's 877-792-1090. Let's start it off with Tom, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. Tom, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Tom.
I've got a question on fly rods. First of all, I have a 6-weight graphite fly rod, 8-foot, and I was wondering what would be the best application for that. Plus, what's the difference between a glass rod and a graphite rod? And then the old bamboo rods, are there still people who think those are better than everything else out there?
All good questions. Yeah.
So over the next 3 hours, I'll explain all this to you.
And you will take that off.
Yeah.
So a 6-weight rod is really kind of a real good all-around rod. It's a little light for, like, bass fishing, but I've caught bass on it. And when I'm talking bass, like largemouth, things like that, it's a great trout rod. Especially, some people would think it might be a little bit heavy for trout, but if the wind comes up, you're going to be really happy that you're fishing a 6. For crawley, like we were talking about, when you get into 20, 24-inch fish, you'd really be very happy to be using a 6-weight rod. I use a 6-weight when I'm fishing the surf. It's just easier to cast for 2 hours because it's a lighter rod than, you know, fishing a 7 or an 8-weight rod. So it is pretty good all around for any of those things. When you talk about glass and graphite, that's really more action. And I can't compare it to conventional stuff as well because I don't know it that well. But for glass, it's a slower action, and the graphite's a little bit faster action. And it comes down to your own style as to what you like and what feels comfortable for you.
When you say slower and faster, maybe super brief, what does that refer to?
It's your casting stroke. So if you're thinking, you know, I make a back cast, 1, 2, 3, then a forward cast, 1, 2, 3. When you're using glass, it's a little bit, it might be 1, 2, just a little bit slower. That's what I mean. It's like
the rod loads
slower. So that's what happens. Graphites are extremely fast. And the interesting thing is with the graphite, and now they're even changing the modulus with the graphite to slow them down a little bit. Because if you're fishing really light, like 7X tippets for trout, for persnickety trout, with graphite, if you go to set the hook and you set it too fast because it's a fast rod, you just break it. So as you start going down the scale of slowness, the glass is slower, so you're not going to have that happen. And in answer to his question, bamboo is ideal for that stuff. Bamboo is really slow. I always kind of joke, I've got a couple of grass rods, and with bamboo...
Grass rods?
Yeah, we always call them grass, because it is grass. Bamboo is a grass.
Yeah.
But with bamboo, you make a back cast, you put the rod down, you make a sandwich, then you pick up the rod, you make the forward cast, you take a couple bites of your sandwich. But yeah, what happens is, when you're fishing really light tippet and some monster trout comes up and nails it, your reaction is always to set the hook, because the rod's slow, you don't break them off. And in terms of bamboo rod makers, there's a ton of them out there. We were at the Denver show this year, the fly fishing show in January, and they have an entire aisle, and there were 20 guys there that are all making, and women too, that are making bamboo rods.
Wow.
So there's a lot. And they're in price ranges from $500 to, you know, your house.
Yeah.
To get these things. But they're beautiful, you know, and they're really...
Works of art.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't.
So there are still applications for bamboo rods.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of them. A lot of guys do nothing but collect bamboo rods and do nothing but fish with bamboo rods.
If you have old bamboo rods, are they worth something?
That you'd have to go to your local shop to find out, because after World War II, a lot of guys came back from Japan and they had bought them there, and manufacturers here were like, well, we can make these things, and they knocked them out. So I think even Sears was making bamboo rods. So, you know, people get, oh, I got bamboo. It's like, yeah, it's worth about $10.
<You know? laughs> We cover it all for you, Tom?
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Well, good questions. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of shops, as we progress, it seems less and less good fly fishing shops. There's a lot of kind of Me Too shops. I know, Frank at His and Hers in Newport Beach, and, you know, you got the San Diego Fly Shop, Marriott's, and then the ultimate shop, which is the Fisherman's Spot in Van Nuys.
Right.
These shops that cater to fly fishing are really kind of your go-to place for any questions, situations, or whatever, right?
I have to say, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, you just named some of the big shops. You know, we've got, you've got going from south, north to south, you've got the Kern River Fly Fishing Shop, you've got Marriott's, you've got the Spot, you've got down here, you've got the Fly Stop. All these shops, I have to say, in dealing with them, are really good. It's that fear, I think, that everybody has, and even in the conventional world, because I get guys that are like, I want to get into fishing. Well, you know, go over to a place like Bob Sands. They're like, well, they're just going to take my credit card and just, like, go to town with it. And the fly shops are really good about, here's introductory. What are you into? Or if you're already into it, let's try out some rods. Let's try out this and work within your budget on this thing and give you that information. That's what's good about all these guys now, is they're really very conscious of the consumer.
They're kind of like pushers, you know. They want to, like, here.
The first one's free.
They're great, though. I love it. They give us really a lot of free instructions, I go to them a lot and ask them questions. That's the first thing I go to.
Yeah. But the thing is once they teach you, they know you're going to get hooked because it's such an addictive sport.
Yeah, it sure is.
When are they going to put fly fishing into the Olympics?
I'll bring that up.
Yeah, surfing is going to be in the Olympics next time.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's a spectator sport.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I mean, we do.
They could plant they could make an artificial river and then plant trout in the river and stuff.
But when you look
it
at
can it, happen.
But when you look at it from another direction, every year they have up in San Francisco at the Golden Gate. I think it's Golden Gate Park up there. They have the casting contest up there.
Oh.
It brings people in from around the world. And there's no fish in that pond. This is just casting.
Just the casting.
And you are bringing in famous people that fly in from Japan, from Europe, to compete in this thing. And there's all classes from women's classes, from kids' classes, age groups, all kinds of things. And you
distance, accuracy.
Everything. And there's always a champ that comes out of these things. But it's just like, you know, I like to go fishing, and I'm thinking they come all the way over here just to go casting.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Kim, calling us from La Mesa. Good morning, Kim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. Quick question. I've got a 5-weight. I've fished the surfer beans for a lot of years. I've stepped down to a 5 just because I want to make it a little bit more challenging. Recommendation on line weight, like 200 grain, what would you recommend, 4 or 5, because that's getting light, And primarily, sir, beam fishing and sight fishing.
I am not an expert on this. I'm still trying to get my first beam legitimately. I keep snagging them. You know, that's my way.
No, I'm still trying as well.
But I will say this for the Corbina. Most of the guys that are really targeting them.
Oh, Bean is a Corbina.
Corbina.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
I was like, wait a minute.
Come on.
Where are you fishing beans? Are they pinto beans?
Anyway, a lot of the guys that are really into it, and I don't want to name the guy and blow his ego up too much, but these guys are fishing floating lines, and they're fishing floating lines with 20-foot leaders. And they're on their hands and knees on the beaches and stalking these things. So they're not using any kind of line like that. So at that point, you can use any of your floating lines that are going to. I probably up line. Like if you're fishing a 5-weight, I probably go to a 6-weight line because most of the flies are bigger. So it makes it a little bit easier to turn it over. But that is one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard that, where you step up one just to turn the fly. I've heard that.
Yeah, but the Corbina fishing has got to be, to me, one of the most aggravating things that I've ever done in my entire life. I mean, I've gone bone fishing and permit fishing, and I thought permit were tough. We have a fishery here in our own yard that is just, especially for the fly. You see these things? You've gone out.
I've gone out. I see them, like, sometimes, like, partying, 4 or 5 of them, and as soon as I cast, they're like, they're gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait for me.
Yeah, wait for me.
I'm chasing them.
But when you hook one.
Oh, they're outstanding.
Unbelievable. Yeah, game fish on the fly. Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It took me 3 years to catch the first one on a fly.
Right.
3 years.
Yeah, that's sort of typical of it. And I think last year we were going to the beaches in the morning and from dawn till like 8 o'clock. And we were seeing, hundreds of fish on the beach and not getting any. And it's like they come up on the wave, they go back on the wave, and you're like,
That's funny.
But sometimes they're just in the biting mood if you're there on that day and you have the right presentation.
Can you call me when that happens?
Yeah, I will. I will.
Let me know, too.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with Catch Reports, find out what's biting, and a lot more of your phone calls if you want to join us. We do have an open phone line, 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive Kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback Kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted punga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar, your next fishing trip. Get the Power Pro advantage. You know, long-range season is here. Hollow Ace from Power Pro is the one.
It's the best working hollow Spectra on the market, in my opinion, period. You know, I work in a shop where we work with a lot of different hollow lines, and if you're going to be doing some rigging, there is nothing like Hollow Ace. It's a 16-carrier line. Once that line is opened up and working with the hollow, it just makes your life so much easier, whether you're threading needles or your Seaguar fluorocarbon, whatever you're doing, splicing loops, splicing spectras, it is the absolute best.
Yeah, winding on, making your own top shots, whatever it may be. Hollow Ace is so, like, and the thing is, you fill your reel with Hollow Ace, top shots are so easy.
Done.
Check it out. Hollow Ace at your favorite tackle store, or check out powerpro.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is here. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty protection. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $600 in dealer credit.
Reliability starts here.
Yamaha. Offer ends November 22nd, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, time for our catch report today.
Time to find out what's biting out there, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They will fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the landing. Let's start it off with a day in a war sport fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's
Brian.
It going this week?
Excellent. How's the fishing?
Good, good. Well, this week turned out to be a pretty darn good week for us up here, you know. Finally, you know, we talked about some good water. We needed some fish to kind of make its way up here, and finally some things kind of got it together up here, and we did have a good shot at that tuna close to home. You know, Captain Tommy White on the Dana Pride had a couple really good hits on that yellowfin this week. And like I said, it was pretty close to home. On a Wednesday, he ended his day with 31 yellowfin for 23 anglers, and the stuff was within 12 to 14 miles of the harbor. Thursday's count for him, he had 81 yellowfin and 6 bluefin for 21 guys. You know, he had 30 fish on the boat and was on his way home on Thursday and ran over a good spot and was able to throw 50 fish on the boat real quick. And, you know, it worked out really well for him that day. The Fury had a good shot that day as well on Thursday with 24 yellowfin and 6 bluefin. It was just good, you know, the stuff was close to home and finally nice to be able to get a few boats on it and have a shot. You know, all summer we've been talking about, you know, some good sign, the water right, the bait there. You know, we actually did see some fish in it, but it just wouldn't bite. Finally, that stuff kind of came together. In fact, on Monday, it was kind of funny how we were anchored up in the deep water on the Sunfun catching reds and mixed rockfish. And, you know, I took a couple minutes and looked at a satellite picture. I was like, hey, you know, we need to go check this water out this afternoon. And we went out there, and we were able to throw a couple yellowfin and a single bluefin in that patch of water. So strange bedfellows for sure for some of those anglers to have a limit of rockfish in the bag along with the yellowfin laying next to it. So it was good to see that we finally were able to get some stuff out of that water and things actually kind of came together. So we were stoked on that factor. The bass fishing for the half-day trips, you know, again, it remained well this week. It was good stuff. The kelp here has made a phenomenal comeback. It's really grown over the last few weeks, and it's made for some real nice structure and coverage for these kelp bass, and it's been some phenomenal fly line bass fishing. As the water's kind of hovered around that 70-degree mark, you know, we had some good condition this week. You know, we're going to get a little bit of weather here in the next couple of days, so hopefully this stuff will hold up and see its course here and kind of stick with it. So we plan on having boats out there looking once we get past this little weather patch. So time's right. Things are looking good, guys. If you want to hop on a trip, we'd love to have you. Certainly, loads are light. The phone number to our landing is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And as always, every week, we urge you guys to save a few bucks on a local trip. Go right to the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. You can click on the Dana Wharf banner ad, give you a little discount code. You can enter that when you book online, and you're good to go.
How about a limiter rockfish and a bluefin and a yellowfin tuna on the same trip? That's so
rad,
Willie. That's very cool. Well, nice going, man. Sounds like some good scores. And like you say, we got a nice little block of weather coming once we get through this little bit of wind here. And I see nothing but more of the same, man. Great fishing up there, Dana Wharf. Appreciate a great report. And we'll hope you guys keep on them for next week.
We hope so, too, guys. Thanks a lot and have a great show.
Thanks,
all right, thanks,
Brian.
Willie.
Appreciate that very much. We're waiting for Gundy Gunderson to talk about beans, maybe. I got a new word, bean fish. I never knew that. Well, that's what they call them. Beans, huh?
Yep.
Corbina. Is that the ultimate surf prize in Southern California?
Yeah, I would have to say so.
Yeah.
And we get halibut occasionally, certain times of the year. Yeah. But, you know, that's still more blind casting, but the corbina are really the visual thing.
What's the more holy grail on the fly, a corbina, a white sea bass, or a striper?
Well, stripers, I don't know. Stripers, to me, there are people targeting them around certain river mouths that they do come down here south. So they're not on my radar.
It is too.
Yeah, they're too
elusive
too,
to even
too
be
infrequent.
A goldfish.
White sea bass is that issue of you got to have a boat.
Yeah.
But if you have a boat, and you know, I go.
Well, there's plenty of them caught from the surf, though. I mean, not a bunch, but it's a.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, and typically, I mean, I've got a couple of charters that I do on the CJ and the Island Tack, and John Fuqua up there does fly fishing charters, too. But in going with him, that's actually where I got my world record up there, was on his boat, was fishing for him. But I fished for him.
World record for?
White sea bass.
You have the world record for white sea bass?
On 8-pound test, yeah.
On 8-pound. How big?
11 pounds, 12 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah.
On the fly.
Yeah, but I fished for that fish for 4 years.
Wow.
You know, that we're casting, and, you know, you guys know what it's like with bait, that you get on them with live squid, they don't want
it.
You get on them with dead squid, we don't want it.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, they want it.
Yeah.
If you're on a boat, I would say white sea bass are the holy grail out there.
That's cool.
Catching, and boy, everything, like we say, everything will eat the fly. Yellowtail, rockfish.
Yeah. Yeah, just got to get it in front of them.
Just get it in front of them.
You got 4 years? No problem.
4 years?
No problem.
I don't know. A lot of people are fishing longer with live squid.
You're absolutely right about
sure.
that.
You know, I'm looking at the Southwest Council Federation website and then the fair. There's 112 different opportunities at the fair.
Yeah.
I went down the list and it kept going and going.
I know. We keep trying.
All the different seminars and things like that.
Yeah. No, it's a tremendous amount of stuff. And it's interesting is we've actually turned people away because now being the fifth year, it's like you're starting to get some legs on this. And we're getting calls from other people that are like, hey, we want to present. And we're like, well, we haven't got anything in the schedule.
Yeah.
We don't want to move to that yet. I mean, that's something that will happen.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we have more vendors this year. I mean, that's the thing that more people can.
And that's the thing. The website's very, very well done. You can actually see all the different vendors. You see a layout of all the different vendors.
Right.
Fisherman Spot, thankfully, is sponsoring our fly fishing division there along with you guys. They're going to have two booths.
Yeah. Actually, I think they have three.
Three booths.
Yeah.
So, and that's just they're bringing a bunch of stuff.
They bring a bunch of stuff. And Marriott's is there this year.
Oh, Marriott's
the first
is there
year
this
that they're
year
there.
Okay, yeah, I see that too. So they'll have equipment for specifically for the Eastern Sierra or kind of everything?
I don't think you're going to see saltwater gear up there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, any of those guys will be able to show you the basic stuff and, you know, go back to the shop and order it or pick it up there.
Yeah. No, it's really quite, and like I say, the website's got kind of everything. It's the lodging, vendors, dinner and movies. Dinner and movies?
Yeah. Well, we have, the movie is the Manzanar Fishing Club.
Okay.
Oh, very
so
good.
I don't know if you guys, you know, if you know the story about the Manzanar.
Sure.
So we actually have the executive producer and the director that did the show.
Oh, fantastic.
They're really, really good guys and very supportive. And one of the internees, Masa Kui, is going to be there. Masa's now, I think, 80 years old. And he was in the camp when he was 10 years old. So to hear his stories.
One of the trout guys.
Yeah. Yeah, to hear the stories about the whole thing. And that's great. So that's on Friday night.
Okay.
And then dinner Saturday night is, you know, the typical auction and raffles and all that stuff. And we've got a guest speaker this year, Charles Jardine, that, if you're not fly fishing, you kind of don't know who he is. He's from the U.K. The guy is everything about fly fishing that you want to have. I mean, he's personable. He's knowledgeable. He's a lot of fun to be around. And we've got classes that you could take with him. He's a star. You know, he is that kind of personality, but he knows his stuff.
Wow.
And he's going to be there this year.
And the number one sport fish in Europe?
The caulk.
We call it the coarse fish.
The coarse fish.
Yes, they're coarse fish.
Yes, indeed. Well, check that out at the, like I said, you can link that through our website, but what's the website actually?
SWCIFFF.org.
Okay. Which stands for
Southwest Council International Federation of Fly Fishers.
.org.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Check that out because it's really, it's amazing. I wish I was going to be in town because it's.
You should just cancel all your stuff.
Just cancel everything.
I
don't know
why you need these sponsors.
Yeah. It's a cool deal. So let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
Hey, you got it, man. The phones are definitely getting packed up, but we do have a spot open if you want to get through. 858-457-1090. Let's talk to Norman, who's called us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Norman. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I got a couple of questions. One is with the formulation of floating fly lines, is there a difference in the, behavior if you use a line in freshwater and saltwater, or are they specifically formulated for freshwater and saltwater? I mean, is the flotation different, or is it?
The biggest thing that I see is it's not so much that there's a formulation for the water types, fresh versus salt, but it's more the temperature. A lot of the fly lines, because they're plastic coated, there's cold water lines, striper lines that we use that might be the exact same weight as a bone fishing line. And if you take that striper line down to Ascension Bay and go fishing for bonefish, it'll turn into a noodle and you won't even be able to cast the stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing that if you use
because of the temperature of the water.
Right. So it's more temperature related. So the same thing, the lines that are formulated for 80 degree water, if you bring them up here and go fishing like on Pyramid Lake or Crowley or something where the water's in the 50s, it turns into wire. So it's specific that way. But beyond that, the floating line, you can use the same floating line in salt or fresh water. It's not going to make any difference.
Okay. So it really makes no difference. The other question I had, I'm really lucky to do more blue water fishing, but I just, due to family matters, I couldn't make any of those two trips this summer. Is there like a listing that you have, or do you know when they're going to be, is it next year's trip? Is there any way to find out about that?
Yeah. I mean, you can email me and send me your information. I'll put you on the list of the trips. Those are actually my charters that we've been doing since 1996.
Wow.
So we've got one on the Apollo, a two-day trip that's usually around the end of July, and then the two-day trip that we do on the Fortune at the end of September.
Okay. So what's your email?
president@swciff.org.
All right.
Okay.
And that's Michael.
Thank you. Very good.
Hey, Norman, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I failed to mention that you guys are throwing in a little special deal for our Let's Talk Hookup members. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so if you mention that you heard us on Mighty 1090 AM,
yep.
You can get free admission to the fair. And if you've already registered, what we can do is refund you the money once you get to the fair and just mentioned that you guys heard us.
So you do want to pre-register.
Yes.
Yeah, because that way you get into the classes that you want and such like that. So pre-register on the website.
Right.
But when you get, you pay your fee, and when you get to the fair and you mention that you heard us here on Let's Talk Hookup, you're going to give them their money back.
In cash.
That they can go spend at the fair.
That's a very nice offer.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at the restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporty. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength length boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone! Touchdown, Aztecs!
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAHA.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.